Rain's always good news for the farmers, but it also means the fuel is going to grow quickly as we head towards bushfire season. Now, we talked about the fact that last month was Prepare Your Property Month with the CFA. Well, this month, something quite different, running a contest and could have some nice prizes for you. Paul Tangy from the CFA is with us. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, Rollo. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So tell us about, rewards for people who do the right thing.
Well, that's right, mate. We're just wanting to make sure that people have followed advice. As you mentioned, September was Property Preparation Month from a CFA point of view. And we're just wanting to assist people, make sure that they've taken heed of those messages and making sure that they are cleaning up, because as you've just mentioned, the fuel loads will be significant, especially with this rain and warmth that we've experienced recently. It just means that it's a time for people to take notice of those messages and actually do stuff.
Yeah, it's too easy sometimes with the busy lifestyles that we all lead to go, I'll do it next week. Yeah, I'll get around to it next week or whatever. And of course, next week all of a sudden becomes the week after and the week after. And then we're in the midst of potentially bad bushfire seasons.
That's right. And we'll continually have to keep doing it. So it's not just a matter of doing the clean-up and the preparation once. It's a matter of being vigilant and doing that right through until the end of the summer period. So our messaging is that we've had September Property Preparation Month, now's October, and we're running that competition. So what we'd like to see is photos of before and after from the property owner. And then we'll judge those, and the person that's taken notice of the messages, the person that's done the best job in the clean-up and the preparation for the summer period, will win, as you mentioned, a prize pack. So we'll put a pack together, many different things in it. We won't run through it all together, but let's just say it'll help you right through the summer with advice. It'll help you with things that you need for preparation and for the summer. Well, also for residential fire safety. So we often forget about that within the...
Yep, just lost you there for a minute, Paul. Don't turn around, put your leg in the air. You there?
Righto. Yep. How's that?
That's it. That's better. Doesn't look very good, but it's better.
That's it.
That's it. But listen, you were saying some of the things, but I mean, some of the things, the CFA tote bag, there's fire extinguisher, fire blanket, CFA CK teddy, CFA, yep. I'm assuming that's the sort of teddy that you cuddle, not wear, you know?
That's it, mate. Captain Koala is what CK stands for.
Oh, okay. There's publications, other giveaways and activities for the kids as well. So it's a great little motivation. And as you said, there's some assistance and help in there and advice as well as just nice things.
Exactly. And it's an opportunity for those people to also ask questions about things that they need, and we can point them in the right direction and give some advice back as well. So it'd be great to see a number of entries, and it'd be great to see the before and after shots. And then, of course, once the month is over and the competition's been won and everything else, I'll have a chat to the relevant winners and find out if they're happy to utilise those photos with a bit of publicity and just showing others what needs to be done and things around properties.
Absolutely. Now, the all-important question, how do people enter?
Well, they enter by taking photos for a start, and then we'll ask for those photos to be emailed through, and that email address is on the competition detail title that's been loaded onto Facebook that many, many brigades have shared over the weekend. And Robbo, the other way people can enter is by contacting their local brigade, providing photos to the brigade, and then the brigades have agreed to pass those on to me, and we'll have a look at the end of October and see just who has cleaned up, who's taken heed of those messages, and how many entries, of course, that we've got.
So what I'm going to do is read out that email address, because then it'll be on this interview, which will be on our website and on our Facebook page a bit later as well. It's nwr-comming at cfa.vic.gov.au, or as you say, contact your local brigade. Hey, that's a great idea, Paul. Well done to you blokes for coming up with it. And, you know, it's got a great safety message, but also a bit of fun as well.
Fantastic, mate, and a bit of an explanation at it. It's the Northwest region and it's community engagement. So if people are wondering what all those letters relate to, that's what it stands for. And it's all about engaging with communities and being there to provide the assistance that's required. And this is just another way that we thought we could get those messages out and have people, I guess, promote what they've done in action to cut the coming fire season.
As Max Smart would say, good thinking, 99. Paul, as always, thanks very much for joining us.
Wonderful. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Paul Tangy from the CFA.